سلام، فهیم هستم. خوشحالم که در یکی دیگه از برنامه‌های رادیو آیلتس آفرینش مجدداً فرصت همراهی با شما دوستان رو دارم. امیدوارم که شما هم تا پایان برنامه با ما همراه باشید. کیوکاری رو که امشب بررسی خواهیم کرد برگرفته شده از کتاب کمبریج آیلتس 7 و موضوعی رو تقریباً متفاوت با کارهای گذشته رو مورد بحث قرار میده. همونطور که قبلاً هم بهش اشاره شده، یکی از مشکلات و چالش‌های عمده شرکت کنندگان در مصاحبه غلبه بر مشکل ایده‌ای هست که معمولاً باهاش مواجه هستند. در همین راستا سعی شده که در برنامه امشب تا حدودی به حل این مشکل بپردازیم.
کیوکار برنامه امشب به این صورته: Describe a competition that you took part in. You should say what kind of competition it was and how you found out about it, what you had to do, what the prizes were, and explain why you chose to take part in this competition.
برای اینکه بتونیم در بازه مورد نظر راجع به تاپیک صحبت کنیم، توصیه میشه که در ابتدا برای موضوعاتی از این دسته قبل از آزمون ایده خودتون رو مشخص کرده باشید تا تلاشتون فقط روی بیان کردن اون متمرکز باشه. به یاد داشته باشید که از تکنیک الابوریشن برای هر بولت پوینت استفاده کنید تا با کمبود ایده مواجه نشید. بریم که سمپل رو با هم دیگه بشنویم.
Actually, I guess I'm a competitor by nature. Since I was a kid, I've always been taking part in a lot of competitions, and I still do without miss. When I came of age, I started to feel like it was high time I set out to discover a new me. In fact, I never wanted to be a garden variety schoolboy cramming for my exams day in, day out. Well, back in the day when I was in high school, a competition was to be held, and I was all about being a part of it. For once in my life, I had found an outlet, and it was to find myself a spot in the national mathematics competition. You know, math was my forte, and I would always run rings around my fellow classmates in that subject. When the date for registrations in the competition was announced, I was automatically skipped ahead of my classmates by the school's VP, since everyone knew that the rest of the school didn't actually stand a chance to me when it came to math. I clearly remember the whole thing as if it was yesterday. I was summoned to the VP's office, and I was kind of briefed on the event. I was actually promised a hefty amount of money by the school alone if I could have ranked first in the competition. The main prize, though, was the endorsement that the first would get to take part in the next round, which was indeed at an international level. I was beside myself with joy to see that I was in the limelight. You know how the kids are. They crave attention. So did I back in the day, and that sort of was the impetus for me to want to take part. Despite the fact that my family was against me putting myself under that much pressure, I did it, and I'm happy about it. Because if I hadn't, I would have regretted the missed opportunity for the rest of my life.
سعی کنید که از اصطلاحات و عباراتی که به کار برده شد در صحبتاتون حتما استفاده کنید و ساختارهای مناسب رو مورد توجه قرار بدید. نگاهی داشته باشیم به بعضی از این موارد در سمپلی که شنیدید. اصطلاح to do something without miss، این که همیشه یک کار رو انجام بدیم. ساختار it was high time، برای صحبت راجع به این که وقت چیزی فرا رسیده بود. Garden variety، یک صفت که حالت اصطلاحی داره و به معنای عادی و معمولی هست. My fort، نقطه قوت من. ساختار as if، به معنای انگار که. استفاده کردن از a hefty amount به جای large amount. و نهایتاً لغت crave، این که چیزی رو در حد بسیار بالا خواستن.
ما
امیدوارم که برنامه امشب هم مثل برنامه‌های گذشته مورد توجه و استفاده شما دوستان واقع شده باشه. تا برنامه دیگه، خدا نگهدار.